This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's focus on getting it done, shall we, Jennifer? Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen, the DJV show. Victoria is out all week this week. Where'd she go? Up to upstate New York, I think, someplace, right? So she'll be right. She's going to be in the middle of about a foot and a half of snow in 2 days. wait till that shakes out and see how. Well, listen, if you like the person you're with, she obviously likes her husband a lot. So it's a kind of that drama will play out in a manner of speaking. We have our dream job. Jennifer's got three dream jobs. They're all around the dream of being on the radio since she was young. Do you ever want to do anything else other than
be
on the radio?
I never wanted to be on the radio.
Really?
No, I was too shy. I wanted to be a teacher, and then I wanted, well, originally my life's ambition was to be a checker at Kmart and a ballet dancer. Originally my life's ambition, because I loved watching the ladies with the long nails on the cash register, so that was a pretty big deal. And then I was going to be a teacher or a psychologist, and then... And then public relations. Right. And then here I am. Yeah. No, I was always so shy. I never thought
Best laid plans. You are fabulous, though. And you did. Some people say it helps to have a plan. Well, sometimes there was the old expression, the best laid plans of mice and men. Yeah, down the river by the old mill stream. One of the good things I think about being on the air is that you've been able to, you're working in a family, certainly this is a family environment. I don't know that working the radio station in L.A. is a family thing, but working in CRN, your father and you have that company. And so what happens is that the drama that's going on in your life becomes part of what it is. I don't know if you talk about it. You don't really talk about it too much here, a little bit. I'm guessing you don't talk much about it at all in L.A., but it is, I think that's something that people want to know more of. They want to know how you are. They want to know how I am. They want to know how Victoria is. Whatever it is that's going on. And this year has been intense for you. And once in a while, Victoria will say something like that. And then people say, I want to find out what's happening. And that's one of the things. I'm very guilty of this. I'll say, we're going to talk about this in a few minutes. It's like giving away the prizes and stuff. But more, I'm talking about more seriously, because people are invested. The reason they listen to radio like this anyway, and have for years, is because they want it. One of the things that I hear all the time, constantly, in fact, is, we love, Doug, how you talk about your farm. And when you talk about your daughter, when you talk about your grandson, and you talk about your son and his TV show, people want to have an identity. A lot of people listen to us, don't have anybody else in their lives.
Well, what a lot of people don't get about talk radio is that when you... it's about relationships. It's about connecting with people who are out there, and sometimes you can't see their faces, but you know that they're there. And I think a lot of times, especially in the talk format, you have a lot of people who are activists who come, and I feel like if you're not willing to show people who you are, why would anybody want to listen? You have to be able to kind of entertain and be vulnerable a little bit, and then the people come, I think. I mean, that's always been my mentality anyway.
Yeah, no, I think that's very true. I think that there are a lot of things that are going on that don't have to do with just what's in the news, especially when the same stuff gets talked about over and over again. The most popular programs now, as we sort of distance ourselves from the reality of the election, and people can hardly wait, it's hard to distance ourselves from COVID. You look at the numbers, and more numbers here. The largest single-day toll since the start of all of this. Let's see here. It's almost like, okay, we're waiting for the vaccine, so we're going to make it as difficult as possible. And, okay, I've resisted, Jennifer, talking about the numbers because I don't think so what? The argument about whether really 295,000 people have died of this, which is what some say, and others say the number's half that because these people are on their way out, they're on the long slippery slope out. So I resent.
I think the numbers are pretty wrong, actually.
Yeah, I
think
too.
That it's going to take us a while to actually get it right.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is just based on personal experience. I know, for instance, that I never tested positive and had it.
Yep.
I know that my parents, you know, and even actually people in my, just people that I know who've had to return to work, like people around me, have gone and taken multiple tests and have received multiple positives. Even though it's only one case, they received several positives, and those were counted as additional cases. But
yeah.
What I think the numbers are good for is trends. And obviously we see a trend that things are ticking upwards. And I think we can feel it. We see people in our circles who might be getting sick and that kind of thing. But I don't know. I think to live and die by the numbers, and for all of these elected officials locally saying, well, the numbers, numbers, numbers. Well, many times what they're talking about are again, the number of tests. They're not necessarily talking about the number of cases. So there's a lot of posturing around. But the results, I mean, you can't deny that people are getting sick and that right now there are more people. It's getting the numbers are getting higher than they are lower. So
well, it depends on where you are. The northernmost climes. Northern states like Maine and Minnesota and Wisconsin are seeing the numbers drop in the last 3 or 4 days drastically. So maybe this is a sign that the rest of the country will be following suit. Remember, there's supposed to be really interesting changes in energy in the next couple of weeks. Is that brought about by people in their psychological focus on mass vaccinations, which start this week? That's a big, you know, that puts a curb on all of this stuff and calms people down. And as you know, I think the mental approach to this is the same or as important as the physical approach to this, because our mind, spirit, mind, body connection is all very well tied in, and it's very well documented that when you feel badly, your immune system doesn't work as well. When you're all excited about something, let's say you fall in love. For you know what that does, charges up your body, charges up your psyche, and your everything about you feels so much better. So maybe what you need to do is think about being in love. Think about, I'm talking about, go through your history and think about the times you've been in love with another human being. Whatever the circumstance, when you fall in love and that euphoric feeling and how good you felt, you didn't get sick. Right? You didn't have a chance. Your body didn't give you a chance because you felt so good. Everything was working. 100%. So that's the kind of stuff you can psych yourself into feeling good and turn off that GD television with all those idiots on CNN and whatever network it is. What a waste of time and energy. My God. And scaring the hell out of people. I saw something over the weekend about stockpiling food because there's not going to be enough food in the supermarkets. You can always find something to eat. It may be that you won't find your first choice or your second choice or whatever. And so don't.
The thing that stinks about that is that, and as someone who went through COVID, no, that they, not the thing that stinks about food, but the thing that stinks is that they're driving panic. The reason there's shortages is because there's stories on the news about shortages.
Unnecessary.
So when they do the story about shortages, then what are we going to do? We're all going to be programmed to get in line, stand at the grocery store, buy up everything we can. It becomes like an exciting game.
We're all
when you
like
find
sheep.
Something.
You know, that's that lawsuit against Google and Facebook, a lot of that has such merit because they're all trying to get everybody to think their way and not the, you know, all the stuff that's been yanked that's controversial. Oh, we can't have those things in there. So why are you in business in the first place then? You know, don't be telling us that you're something that you're not. It's not a free form, freedom of exchange of ideas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just not there. It isn't. So think about that as you move through your day. Be your own boss. Be your own best friend. Be your own cheerleader. That's what I. And then you'll feel better and you'll ward the stuff
off.
My
grandfather always said you have to be your own mechanic, your own doctor, your own tax person.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be your own mechanic.
And
you
know what
we
were talking about? Millennials. Millennials can't fix anything. They don't know how to fix. They don't know how anything works. They don't know how their car works. They probably don't even know how their computer works. They know what they can do with it, but they don't know how it works. They don't know how their body works. They don't know how their mind works. Come on. Let's get a tune-up. Let's think about it that way. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Our download, the latest one that's at djvshow.com, is a focus on John Denver and the fact that he was the runner-up astronaut for the Challenger in 1998. Remember that? And he wouldn't have been around he got to be friends with all of the people. That's a good story. Listen, I think that's one of my most, I like that story, frankly. And not that I don't like all the stories we talk about here. It's just kind of cool. And then we talk about the new astronauts who are getting ready to go to the moon in the next couple of years. And I talk about how much of every dollar goes for defense spending. And we have a warning about holiday shipping. If you're not about the business of getting something shipped, I'm going to spend some time today figuring out what I want to buy from catalogs so that I make sure it gets to where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
By the time, right? Better get that. Right. So hear that on the latest DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Most people apparently listening to us get their podcast from Apple. But wherever you get it, get it.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse. Because of the cookies and the bread, exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread, you're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, speaking of stockpiling, you see what's going on in England, Jennifer? Supermarkets stockpiling food because they're being told by the folks that run England that no-deal Brexit is in the cards. Food producers warning there'll be a shortage of everything for months and months and months. Emergency planners predict no-deal would spark panic buying, and that's what they've got going on right now. More great leadership from boring Boris and the rest of them. They can't seem to get it together. It's really amazing. Supermarkets and other stores, apparently, are stockpiling stuff, clothing stores as well. So there it is. Be happy you're not there at the moment. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Mistle Toner and Ink Nog.
Tis the season to save big on ink and toner at Staples.
Right now, get 30% back in Staples Rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Give your printer the gift of ink or toner this holiday and receive 30% back in Staples Rewards.
In store only. Ends 12/26. Curbside available in most stores. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/30andrewards for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour here, this is, I can't connect with this at all, so I'm sure, this is something though, I don't connect with the music, but I do connect with the story. Pearl's iconic chrome Slingerland set sold for over $100,000, way beyond $100,000. I think Pearl, not Pert, Neil Peart. I said Pearl, his name is Pearl Jam. Neil Peart's Rush drum kit sold for $500,000. They expected to bring in $100,000. Can you imagine?
No.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's just, it is. There was a big music memorabilia sale last week at Bonham's. And let's see here. This kit features dual blue heads printed with Rush's logo, Neil Peart's name, as well as chrome-wrapped tom-toms, original head signed by Peart himself. So there's the $500,312, to be exact, Jennifer.
Is that what you got me for Christmas?
Ah, the one for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. All right, let's keep moving here. Coming up on 25 after the hour on today's DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, and you with Dolly. Dolly is with us. She's going to debut a perfume.
Oh, I'm in.
As part of a
whatever
collection.
She smells like, I want to smell like, too.
Really?
She did something this past weekend that was fun.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get myself into the Christmas mode with these Hallmark and Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there was one called like a Holly Dolly Christmas or something like that.
Yep.
So I taped it. I think it came out a couple years ago. I don't think it's new this year, but it's still out there. It's the cutest, or no, Christmas at Dollywood, I think is what it was. It was the cutest thing. It was a story all about Dolly when she was in it, and it was amazing and fun.
Yep. She said, fragrance has already played a major role in my life. I wear my own combination of scents every day. Developing my own brand and scent with Edge has been an amazing experience. I'm looking forward to becoming a big part of the fragrance community. More money for her to give away.
No kidding.
The guy that runs Edge Beauty, Steve Moore-Morphis, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is it? Explained that he's going to offer a unique collection. It's not going to be, are they going to sell it in stores? Where are they selling this?
I would imagine that they'd either sell it in stores or online. What I wonder is if it's too late for her to crack in with the millennials. I hope not. I hope that she has some success with this, but that's a tough reach when people are buying Ariana Grande's perfume, you know?
Consumers will be able to try the fragrance through discovery-sized vials at an accessible price prior to the purchase of the full size.
Well, so you get a little sample.
Yeah, right, exactly. They don't want people to leave their home if you don't want to leave to go to the department store. Isn't that where they sell most all cosmetics now, at the department store still?
Yeah, higher end is at department stores. You can buy fragrances, though, at the drugstore.
Yeah. But why would you buy them online when you don't know what they smell like?
That's the tough part. That's why you have to do the sampler.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, she admits that she has to be ambulance ready at all time. Can't leave the house without her hair and makeup done. Ambulance ready. Yeah. She wears it. I wonder what she does look like without makeup and without a wig.
Probably unrecognizable. She probably walks by us on the street all the time laughing at us because we can't figure it out.
No, it's her. Yeah. I've been on record saying I didn't think she looked healthy. I didn't think she looked well in that show that she was on CBS last weekend. But she certainly is an icon. And the reason I bring that up is because I wish her well. She's brought so much joy into people's lives in our country for so long that it would be... you know, shame if she wasn't in good shape or taking good care or able to take care of herself. So,
do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Electoral College meets today. The electors will gather in their states and cast votes individually and on paper ballots for president and vice president. The Constitution is clear that electors, not voters, select the president and vice president. Monday is the day the electors officially cast their presidential votes.
Nobody can go in and say, oh, congratulations on running a good race. They didn't run a good race. They cheated. They dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Right.
They did things that nobody's ever seen, and we caught them. No judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard.
A defiant President Trump on Fox after the Army-Navy football game. Email systems were breached at the Treasury and Commerce Departments. The Trump administration acknowledged on Sunday that Russian hackers broke into a range of key government networks. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A former deputy under New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is claiming sexual harassment and a toxic work environment by Governor Cuomo. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott tells us more.
The allegations surfaced in a series of tweets Sunday from Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Cuomo's deputy secretary for economic development and a special advisor from 2015 to 2018. She said, quote, "Many saw it and watched. This was the way for years." A spokesperson for the governor told the Associated Press there is simply no truth to these claims. Boylan tweeted last week that her time in the governor's office was the most toxic team environment. After leaving, she ran for Congress in New York, losing to Democrat Jerry Nadler. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their name for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Page two of this hour of the DJV program, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is off this week, so here we go into another round of helping neighbors try to figure out what's going on, people across the country, with the focus on the Electoral College, democracy, and going back in my memory to Al Gore and what happened during the 2020 race. But it was a lot closer then. Bush just barely had 271 electoral votes, and that's because there were 537 votes that he got that in Florida, according to the counts anyway, Jennifer, Bush won by 537 votes out of 6 million that were cast in that state.
Yeah, and this is what's interesting about that case, is that had Al Gore strategically actually challenged more of the state, he would have won. He would have been the president. He instead just challenged two counties, and that's what it came down to. And in those two counties, that's where George Bush was able to pull out the win. Remember, the Supreme Court got involved in that race as well with the same ideology that President Trump, not even President Trump, but the state of Texas, the attorney general there was trying to use or force the Supreme Court into making that same argument as precedent had been set already with the Bush versus Gore case. So kind of interesting to find out that the Supreme Court did not want to pick it up. Not a huge, huge surprise, because think about that. The Supreme Court is always about balancing out power, right? The Supreme Court is always about respecting the branches of government. And they felt that if they heard this case, that they could be responsible or not for overturning the course of the election or continuing it on its current course. And that's a huge amount of responsibility. Now, should they have had the backbone to do it? I mean, people could discuss that all day long, but when you look at the Supreme Court and how they rule, typically they rule more conservatively, and I don't mean Republican or Democrat, I mean in a more conservative way, and I don't think that any of the justices really wanted to have their fingerprints on a decision like that, because especially of the time and place we are right now where everything is so divided. So I think a lot of people were hopeful about the Supreme Court. Because I love this chaos, I wish that we could have seen Ted Cruz like actually argue this case out in front of the Supreme Court. I think it would have been fun and interesting, and I know that sounds really selfish, but I mean, I can understand why they didn't pick up the case. Now I think the thing to note is that President Trump's last hope really relies on people who are going to challenge this in Congress on January the 6th. And we'll see if there's any movement there. If not, the president will leave the White House. And many are saying that on the day of the inauguration, he'll hold a rally in person and actually announce his run for 2024. So we'll see if that happens.
For me, I can hardly wait. Yeah, that would be great. Meanwhile, the course on White House vaccines and the vaccine in general. As you know, Pfizer has started to ship the vaccines. Many of the first responders are getting it.
All big cities right now. Yeah, all the big cities have it.
Yeah. So what about the plan to distribute vaccine to the White House staff?
Well, you know, there was a weird story over the weekend that indicated that they were going to just give everything to the White House staff and that it was going to kind of break protocol. And over the weekend, President Trump said, everybody on the White House staff will get it like the regular American people will get it. So whatever tier
the individual
is. No
early vaccines at the White House.
Exactly. Just because you work at the White House doesn't mean that you should jump the line. And so I don't know if Biden will continue that, if he's the person that's going to be there. I don't know if that's what they're going to do as well, but Trump's like, not here. We're just all going to wait in line and get it as we're supposed to. Now, Trump did say he would take it on TV when his number is up, and I know a lot of other presidents have indicated the same thing.
Do the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So in the meantime, there are another group of stories focusing on whether young people have less risk. I think that's fairly well documented. And so with that in mind, they say, if we're not going to get it, why should we wear a mask, or why should we do this or do that, without thinking about the impact that it has or understanding how this thing works. You may not have it, but you may be a carrier. And as a result of that, a lot of deaths have risen near college campuses in the cities and towns where the colleges are, because the kids are intermingling with people who run businesses, who are, involved in sports activities.
People can still get it. They're just not going to get as sick. I think the thing that is a misnomer is that people are saying that, you may not get, you may not know you have it or you're a carrier, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's been some new studies that have come out that said if you're asymptomatic, that typically you are not in every case, but you're more likely not to be passing it on unless you start to develop symptoms. So that's a little bit of good news, because I know a lot of people were afraid of that. But the truth is that nobody's really exempt. I mean, you have people who think that they're just going to beat it off, and they might. I mean, they might be able to get rid of it.
That's
and
in
I
your
think
head.
That's yeah, and I think more than likely. I mean, how many people? 99.9% people are going to come out from COVID. It's just there's the fear again that a case is somehow going to equal death. I know that's how I felt when I was diagnosed with it, because that's what you're hearing in the media. So I think the thing is to try to keep people safe, but not to panic, because there's so much fear-mongering that's going on.
Awful.
And it's really messing with people's psyche. And I don't know if
the government is spending
recover.
$250 million to encourage you to take the vaccine. Okay. 60% of people said that they were likely. Yeah, right. Let's see here. 20% say they're not going to, and then there's about 20% that haven't made up their minds yet. I think I'm going to get it, frankly. And I think that it's, if nothing else, it's almost a defensive move for me because
you what? I'm back to it again too. I was like waffling back and forth. And now I don't know.
But I'm not going to take Pfizer. I'm going to do the Moderna.
Well, the Moderna one is supposed to be out on Friday, I think, is the date that they're expecting that. I don't know. I've been waffling back and forth a lot. I think the idea is that people should figure out what's best for them. You know, I hope that the government doesn't get into a position where they're mandating it, because I really strongly believe that people should choose if they want it or not.
No, they could never get away with it. That'd be too many suits. Well, meanwhile, the government of Germany, says that they're going to enact a nationwide lockdown the day after Christmas. They're not going to close the schools and stores until after Christmas, the stores especially, because they don't want to put them out of business. But apparently Germany, but I don't, again, we can go back and forth into this thing from now until the 12th of never, and we're not going to have 100% or even 80 or 50% agreement on what's what and who's who. You and I strongly believe that businesses should be open, schools should be open, everything, frankly, should be open, and that people ought to take the responsibility to take care of themselves, and by doing that, they take care of others. Wear a mask, the personal distancing, that sort of thing. But to have everything shut down the way it is and all of us running around like Chicken Little is asinine. And it's anti-productive.
In a conspiratorial way, and you taught me to be like this, so you created this monster.
Nice.
on me, because I used to never be the conspiracy theorist, but now I question a lot of stuff. Good. And I feel like this is a test run by governments to see just how much we have the stomach for. How much can we be shut down? How much government control we allow into our lives? Right.
Yep.
Because, maybe COVID today.
Now, Hitler came
tomorrow,
to power.
Right?
Hitler came to power. The Germans are doing exactly the same thing they did before Hitler came to power. Very interesting. Yep, very interesting. So, Jennifer, just a quick update on the GOP and the Democrats in Georgia, the runoffs. What's different there, or what's happened over the weekend? There have been a lot of claims that there's fraud there, sort of echoing what Trump has been saying, but how do you know till the votes are counted whether there's fraud?
Well, early voting is happening. I know. Yeah. Well, I think you can look at the number of absentee ballots, which is what a lot of people are worried about. And Stacey Abrams, who many people say kind of built in this voter fraud ring into Georgia. She worked very hard to do a lot of registrations, which is great. I'm not against her doing registrations. The problem is the absentee and the signature matching and all of this, because what we know happens with absentee ballots is a lot of times you have people on the voter rolls who are registered fraudulently, and then there's no way of really checking to see where the absentee ballot goes. So the concern is that the absentee ballot count is really high. Early voting is already underway in Georgia, if you can believe it. I mean, it seems like we're constantly in some sort of election. So now people are casting their votes, and there's a lot of power that is going to the states. A lot of lawyers, a lot of people who are kind of bulldogging the system all the way through, and then a lot of big-name politicians. I know she's one of your faves, but over the weekend, Sarah Palin was in Georgia for the Republicans to try to get people out. Whether or not she still has the power, I don't know, but they're bringing everybody out with a name so that they can try, including a lot of actors. I mean, Oprah Winfrey was there a couple of weekends ago, so people are really kind of pounding into the
stage. Do people pay attention to those folks anymore, really? Honestly.
I think some people, I think it really depends on who you are. There is not one person on the planet that can tell me to vote for so-and-so, and I'll listen to them without doing my own research. I always do my own stuff and follow my gut. But, you know, it can't tell you that, like, if Ben Affleck told me to vote for someone, I would do it.
Right. All right, so then what is some people must believe in using a strategy that has been used successfully by many people, that is buying advertising on the radio. Take a guess how much money has been spent already ahead of the runoff on radio advertising for these various candidates. Take a guess. In Georgia.
Got to be well into the million. I'd say $10
million. $440 million.
Shut up. Just on radio in Georgia?
$440 million.
Hey, well done to all of our affiliates in Georgia. You go. Cha-ching. Keep it up. Good for you.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. All right, coming up, what do we have for UFO sightings? I think it's time we get an update on that. Thank you very much. Speaking of that, that's a part of the conversation we have every week on Your Hidden Power, that sort of thing. It's a metaphysical romp into the world of the sixth sense, if you will. I do this program every week, and it becomes a podcast as well. So the most recent Your Hidden Power show has a focus on a psychic who has a son who's autistic, who's more psychic than she is. She has a lot of gifts, very conversational. Nancy DeRasmo, very conversational, good story about her son. Spiritual gifting is what it's all about. Plus a visit from our usual friend, Uri Geller, always there, Mary O'Malley, the psychic scout, and Laura Banks, the astrologer, all part of every week's listening on the Your Hidden Power Show and the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a human resource director, you're constantly seeking ways to improve health insurance benefits without increasing costs. And you're also always seeking ways to recruit, retain the very best employees for your workforce. Hi, this is Kerry Hall, and there's a new insurance plan called Exec Select that can help you do both cost effectively. Offered by San Katie Life Benefits, Exec Select covers all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by your company's primary health plan, up to $100,000 annually per employee. The plan's low annual premium not only covers employees, but also their eligible dependents. Plus, employee reimbursements are tax advantaged and the premium costs are tax deductible for employers. What's more, Exec Select allows you to choose plan participants, which are typically key employees who drive business growth and who are increasingly making employment decisions based on health plan benefits. So Exec Select can help you recruit, retain, and reward top talent. Make Exec Select part of your employee benefits plan. Go to the website execselect.net. Once again, that website, folks, is execselect.net.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here we have it, Jennifer. UFO sightings up 283%.
Well, so is drinking, and so are people being at home. So.
National UFO Reporting Center, let's see here. 12 close encounters have been reported in Manhattan. Let's see. Well, these are just New York. 11 in Queens. Staten Island has 10.
Well, I think that's how they drop off Bill de Blasio from the mothership, isn't it?
What a putty.
That's just his ride home at night.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He's on the same ship as, Newsom.
That's right.
They all are on the same ride.
Check for the forked tongues, everybody.
Right, exactly. Snake. Speak out of both tongues. It's 10 before the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Moving into Money Pit.
Money Pit time.
Monday is a great time for us to sort of cycle back what we were doing over the weekend. A lot of us working on our houses, ready for the snow that's coming. Tom is here with us. Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who's co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, on the air everywhere, every weekend, and available at moneypit.com/podcast. That's great. They have also their own newsletter. So here's one of our listeners, Tommy, whose name is Jenny. She wants to know about waterproofing paint and whether or not it works. That's a very good question. Does it work?
No such thing as waterproofing paint. That's what I say.
Really?
I mean, there really isn't. You know, the waterproofing paint that people put on their basement walls, you think about it, Doug. What do you expect to happen? The house isn't going to float. It doesn't stop the water from coming through.
Uh-huh.
It's really the only thing waterproofing paint, so to speak, does is it will stop normal soil humidity from allowing some of that moisture to wick through and potentially raise the dampness level in your basement. But it's not going to stop any amount of water that wants to get in. Now, that said, there is a very easy way to stop that amount of water. And that is simply by keeping it away from the foundation. You do that by making sure you have gutters. The gutters are clean. You have enough downspouts. The downspouts are extending, not the
right,
usual
away from the
1 to 2 foot that these gutter companies always love to do, but 4 to 6 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure the soil slopes away from the walls. I'll tell you, if you guys have problems with any kinds of basement leaks and you want to just amuse me with this one simple, inexpensive test to prove it to yourself, it's not going to work. that it does work, I should say, is go out and buy some leader material from Home Depot or Lowe's or any place you like, and then attach it to the end of the downspouts. Let it stick out. Those pipes are usually, you know, 8-10 feet long. Let it lay on your ground for a little while and move that water away, that number of feet from the foundation, and watch what happens. I can tell you what's going to happen. You're not going to have any more water problems.
Yeah,
I've seen this thousands of times in my career.
Seems common sense even, Tommy.
Yeah, it is. But people get ripped off every single day. I saw an email from one of my listeners that said they had just got done spending $4,000 on mold remediation in their unfinished basement. Okay, so there's two things that don't go together very well.
Don't go together.
Mold
unfinished.
In an unfinished basement. Why right. does mold rarely form in an unfinished basement? Because there are no organic materials for it to grow on. There's no drywall in an unfinished basement. Mm-hmm. It's going to grow there first. It very rarely grows on the floor structure above. And so, reading between the lines, to me it says that that this poor woman got talked into having a mold problem, and I can tell you exactly what it was. It was mineral salt deposits on the walls. When moisture comes through those walls and dries off and evaporates, you get these brown, grayish, whitish stains that form on the walls. Oh, that's mold. No, it's not mold. It's just mineral salts. Prove it. Mm-hmm. Take some vinegar and wipe it down. It'll just melt away.
You know, right. Exactly.
But these contractors, you know, rip people off by trying to get them all excited.
And people
about this.
Who are younger than you, the millennials, don't have any common sense. They don't know how anything works. They don't know how to fix anything on their own. And so they are suckers for any Tom, Dick, or Harry that comes along and says, well, this is the way you fix that. It costs you $12,000. Where do you want to sign up?
Yeah, it's really I hear you, but pitiful. In some cases I agree. But in this case, there's plenty of people of all ages that get impacted by panic peddling contractors. People say, oh, my God, you got this terrible problem. But guess what?
Older people
I'm just the guy to fix it for you. Sign here.
Yeah, right. Give me a down payment, and I'll see you later. All right, so one of the things that I love about you and what the services are that you share, the podcasts and also the newsletter this week, how to get rid of Christmas tree bugs. What could be more important than that right now?
Yeah, I know, right? Just when you think everything is warm and fuzzy about getting your own Christmas tree, there are actually quite a large variety of bugs that love to live in Christmas trees. Aphids, algids, pine needle scale, bark beetles, you know, all of these types of insects will certainly love to live in your Christmas tree. So when you put your Christmas tree up,
Merry Christmas,
make sure that you're shaking it out outside and vacuuming under the tree, and then get rid of the vacuum bag when you're done, because it may have Christmas tree bugs in it.
Yeah. So, bugs. And what do we put for water? Do we put lemonade? What do we do with
No. Yeah, there's all kinds of, old wives' tales on those, right? The remedies that people think that work. But just plain water is
water's
fine.
Water's fine, thank
just
you.
Keep it wet.
MoneyKid.com /podcast/
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.